Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be morning sunshine, but that'll be followed by clouds and isolated late afternoon thunderstorms, or at least the possibility. We'll have a high today of about 81 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's clear 64, 60 in Burlington, 64 in Milwaukee, Racine 67. A welding machine caught fire after 4:30 this morning inside Racine Metal Fab at 1520 Grandview Parkway near the interstate. Whatever flames appeared, though, were out before Union Grove, Kansasville, and Raymond fire crews could arrive. Fire did produce apparently a lot of smoke inside the building, but the employees managed to unplug the machine and get it outside while opening up the doors to vent the facility. Nobody was hurt. The gloves came off in California last night, including Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, among the top 11 Republican candidates for president, battling it out in the second primary debate. All eyes and ears clearly focused on frontrunner Donald Trump, according to this recap from Ryan Nobles.
The top 11 candidates traded quick jabs with the hope of landing big blows. And there was no doubt that one man was the main target.
And Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Donald Trump came into the night the clear frontrunner. Unlike the first debate, where his opponent steered clear of him, this time several took turns sending their fire his way.
I think his response, his visceral response to attack people on their appearance, short, tall, fat, ugly.
But to the surprise of no one, Trump was ready to defend himself.
I never attacked him on his look, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there that I can tell you.
Moderator Jake Tapper created opportunities for the candidates to engage, and engage they did.
Yes, but the simple fact is,
excuse me, one second.
No,
I didn't want to
get. You cannot take
more energy tonight. I like that.
The candidates debated a range of issues, including immigration.
If we don't seal the border, the rest of the stuff really doesn't matter. It's kind of ridiculous.
Planned Parenthood.
We shouldn't be sending $500 million of taxpayer money to funding an ongoing criminal enterprise.
And Russia.
Having met Vladimir Putin, I wouldn't talk to him at all.
One candidate who drew a lot of attention is former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. In one of the more memorable moments of the night, she was asked to respond to Donald Trump's recent unflattering comments about her appearance.
I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said.
And now, with debate two in the books, we'll have to wait and see how America responds, with now just 138 days before the first voters go to the polls. In Simi Valley, California, I'm Ryan Nobles reporting.
Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Patrick Crook's not going to be running again in 2016. He's decided to retire at the end of his current term. UW-Madison political scientist Professor Barry Burton says the exit of Crook's going to be significant because he'd been the swing vote on many issues before the conservative-leaning court. The Affordable Care Act has made a big difference in the number of Wisconsinites having health coverage. According to the Census Bureau, the rate of uninsured state residents fell to an historic low of 7.3% last year, compared to 11.7% nationally. All workers in Wisconsin would be able to build up paid sick days while working. One of the bills produced by Assembly Democrats in the fall session for their Bring Back the Middle Class agenda. It's from Representative Corey Mason of Racine, who says, workers shouldn't have to choose between their job and their health.
For a lot of workers, particularly those near the bottom of the pay scale, they have no earned sick days. So if they get sick or if their child gets sick, they have a horrible choice to make between possibly losing their job or making sure they're getting the health care they need or their family members get the health care they need.
There's another bill that would create a Wisconsin Private Retirement Security Board and one to create a child care tax credit. And State Senate Republicans are going to be taking to the road to hold a listening tour about jobs. Senator Rick Gudek from Fond du Lac says they want to get out of that Madison bubble and hear what the people have to say.
We're really hoping for a cross-section of ideas. It's going to be something that we're really going to take the heart. We're going to hear some things that are working well, but we also want to hear the things that they feel are an impediment to job creation and economic development here in the state.
Five scheduled stops beginning with Oak Creek. That'll be September 24th through October 26th. The 18-year-old Waterford man who climbed onto the roof of an elementary school Monday night said he needed to retrieve a ball he'd thrown up there. Washington County Sheriff's deputies called the Woodfield Elementary School. A woman cleaning the building heard somebody walking around on the roof, thought they might be trying to break in. First deputy found Daniel Miskelly walking away from a bike rack that had been propped up against the building, apparently to access the roof. Now, he admitted, according to Miskelly, that he had weapons in his vehicle. They were unloaded. It was parked out on school property. Deputies did find three of them in the trunk. He's been charged with three felony counts of possessing firearms on school property and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. He'll be back in court October 1st. It's a bipartisan bill being circulated at the state capitol in Madison. It would require children to ride in rear-facing car seats in vehicles until they're at least 2 years old.
Current state law only requires rear-facing seats to be used until a child is one or if they weigh more than 20 pounds. Libby Slavin with Safe Kids Wisconsin says the two-year standard is more in line with what the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends.
A child 12 to 24 months old is five times safer riding rear-facing than reversing that car seat forward-facing at 1 year.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Receiving Mayor John Dicker puts out a warning to mayors along the Mississippi River. Nitrate pollution is going to wreak havoc along that corridor.
The reason that these mayors are getting together and the mayors of the Great Lakes are getting together is because when you look at nutrient loading and what it's done for Toledo alone, where you had the nutrient loading from the ag industry really coming into the Maumee Valley, creating a situation where 500,000 people had to have their water turned off because of the algal blooms and the microcystins that were involved.
Dickert in Dubuque, Iowa, Wednesday for a meeting of mayors from the Mississippi Rivers and Towns Initiative and other mayors from cities along the shores of the Great Lakes. A controversial 150-foot cell phone tower proposed for the old Piper Farm site along Lathrop Avenue near the historic Clinkard Barn in Mount Pleasant. Going to instead be 160 feet tall and be located next to Treasures Media, which is along Chicory Road, based on a new site plan. During the Village Plan Commission meeting, Development Director Logan Martin explained how negative reaction to the Lathrop site got American Tower looking for an alternative location.
The tower that was originally approved for Piper Farms was never built. A permit application was submitted, but it was never built. The subject proposed tower is 160 feet in height, plus an additional 4-foot-tall lightning rod. The overall proposed lease area, to be enclosed by a chain-link fence and graveled, is 3,600 square feet, a total of 60 by 60-foot square, and is set back off the Chicory Road right-of-way 185.5 feet.
The closest home, over 500 feet away, trustee Rick McCluskey, who lives not far from Treasures Media, said he didn't think he'd be able to see the tower. The Ad Hoc Committee looking into the possibility of a new school district in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant, separate from Racine Unified, met with the head of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance to discuss what might be included in a study and how much it might cost. WISTAX did a study back in 2008 for Caledonia with an earlier discussion about breaking away from the district. Todd Berry said historically, similar studies have concentrated on the financial aspects of that breakaway effort.
They have not focused on curriculum or program or things like that. So the kinds of data we look at, enrollment, state aid, state revenue limits, property values, district assets and liabilities, buildings, debt, things like that. And we typically look out 5 or 6 years.
Said a new study would differ significantly from the earlier one. He said they should be able to get back to the committee with some of the cost figures in a few weeks before budget deliberations get underway. And speaking of budgets, the Racine Unified School Board is going to have to do a do-over on its public hearing regarding its district budget. A quorum was not present for the original public hearing on August the 17th, even though that hearing did go forward. Some folks in Sturtevant, members of the Village Board, raised a question about the legality of that, so they decided at Racine Unified to hold another hearing that'll be on the 28th. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast in podcast form whenever you want. Go to the local news section at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.